In 1 Samuel chapter 27, it speaks of David leading a double life. It was for the second time that David went to Gath, the city of Goliath, to escape from King Saul. He did not feign madness this time, but pretended to be on the side of the Philistines while he was still an Israelite at heart. We might find this surprising, yet many tribes will change sides even today. The Afghan tribes have been doing it for generations, changing sides when it suited them, even after bitter fighting with one another. Looking back on it, in the cold light of day, it was not much safer, nor was it very upright, of David to behave like that either. You see, in the Christian life, there can be a double life as well. There is the hypocrite who acts in public as if he were or she were a Christian. And then there is the secret disciple who wants to follow Jesus but pretends to be a Philistine at heart. Someone said that secrecy destroys discipleship, or discipleship destroys secrecy. David's actions caused him to lie, to massacre whole villages, and to behave in the same way as a Philistine. Living with the enemy caused him to behave like the enemy. When undercover policemen behave like the criminals they are investigating, it is said that they have gone native. With all that the evil that David and his men did, we can say that they went native. Is it possible that we, as followers of Jesus, but living among people who do not practice Christian ethics, could we go native? It is unfortunately so. Many a person, church, or Christian charity have not behaved as they should have done. When a long time later David was called a man of blood by the prophet, it was surely true. What will we be known for? Being a bully? A grasper, greedy person? An unhappy person? It could be any of those things if we do not daily examine our own hearts, our motives, and our actions. Sometimes I have followed another car and then realized I was breaking the speed limit. I was following a lawbreaker, not my own speedometer. We must measure our life with the yardstick that God has given us, and not behave as others around us behave, taking a look at Jesus and following him. The Lord bless you today.